The more I look at this list, the more I think you guys.
All right.
Okay. So
all right. Julia.
It's not my pick. Pizza,
I'm not
pizza?
Picking it. I'm just saying it's on the mark.
I don't.
And if you, hold up.
Whoa.
Jesus.
The dogs are out.
This is the Draft Dogs Podcast. Our takes do not reflect the opinions of Toronto Metropolitan University or Spirit Life.
All right, fellas, we ready?
Heck yeah, brother.
I'm fired up.
I'm also ready.
All right, we're all ready. Let's get into this. Without further ado, the inaugural episode of the Draft Dogs.
Let's go.
Woo! I bet you. Jesus.
The dogs are out.
Yeah, I'm taking my shoes off right now.
Sammy, what's this show all about?
Yeah, let's give it a quick rundown. The Draft Dogs is, you know, our functions in the title. We draft things. Anything from movies, cuisine, school supplies. Charlie threw out the idea of elements, which would make us sound nerdy, but I don't know.
Hey, what's wrong with a little bit of chemistry between me and you,
Sammy? That's what I'm saying.
Fair enough. But anyway, we draft it for the first part of our show. Then the second part, we kind of dive into who won the draft, who had the best team. And at the end of each episode, we crown a winner. Second, third, and fourth, and so on. And the object, obviously, is to have the best team. So we have a wheel prepared. Every episode, we will spin the wheel and get a category. We have a bunch listed down.
This is a live wheel spin, so we can't prepare for the draft either.
But if I get the last pick, it is rigged, just for the record.
All right.
Well, if your name comes last, you get the first pick. So
yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So Matt's just not on the ball already. So yeah. I don't even know if
he's advantage for the rest of us.
So let's start with the category. Spin this wheel. Here we go. The tension is building up. And the category is
fast food.
Wow. All right.
Oh,
let's go.
Hold on. Starting off with a banger.
That's a great one.
That is.
You guys ready to find out who picks first?
Of course.
All right. The wheel of names is spinning. The first name that comes up will get the last pick, okay? All right. And the last pick, well, the fourth pick, goes to me. All right.
Good.
All right.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Redo this one or no? All right. Okay.
Moving on.
Third overall pick. Oh, yeah, it's spinning. Oh, it's going to belong to Matt Dizer.
Oh, it's Rick Charlie. I say we redo this.
Yeah, that's what I say, but I mean,
this
you guys...
This is the pressure pick.
All right, and the first overall pick will go to whoever's not picked in this wheel.
I'm nervous.
I kind of
first
don't
overall
first,
pick
I'm
belongs
be
to Tulio Fontanella.
All right, the American getting the pick.
I feel like it's a, you know, cultural heritage thing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the first pick of the first round of the inaugural Draft Dogs podcast. Be right back. And we're back. First pick of the first round of the inaugural podcast. Let's get into it. I feel like there's two ways to approach it. Either you take the best fast food or the most popular fast food.
There's only one right answer.
Let's
be honest, guys.
You say that, but the one right answer doesn't serve good food.
Well, go ahead and make your pick then, Tulio.
So I'm going to take what I feel is the right answer. You guys can challenge me on this. You guys might not say it's fast food. I'm going to go Starbucks.
Crazy first
pick.
You're taking overpriced coffee.
Wow.
I can't believe you've opened the door for me on fast food. Because I had the second overall
you're
pick.
You're going to take McDonald's, I know.
The second overall pick. I am taking McDonald's,
yeah.
And I don't even have to think about it.
It's
the fast food restaurant that revolutionized fast food. I am so happy you brought that to me.
Yeah.
I love you for that. So the third overall pick, who does it go to? Matt?
It's Matt.
Third overall pick. Well, you guys took the best option and then arguably like the 12th pick in the draft.
I feel like that's the second pick.
It's 12th. That's crazy.
Most definitely not.
It has the second most sales worldwide.
It's also so expensive. So overpriced. Not worth it. Anyways, I could go two ways in this. I could go burgers or I could go a little non-traditional fast food, but I'm going to go Subway.
Good shout.
That's a good
Subway.
Pick.
I had that high on my list.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, you can make, you're the one making it, right?
So if it's not good, that's your fault.
It's
you
your
made
fault.
It mid
for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I'm a bit of an experienced drafter. I've done a little bit before with some buddies of mine.
Have you?
Those buddies might include Sammy over here, but I know that last time I did a draft like this, I really, we could say, I pooped the bed. I picked what might have been the worst draft of all time. And, well, this time I'm trying to turn it around. And I know what I want. With Starbucks being the first pick, sure, it might be a little better quality than what I'm taking. But, I mean, you can't go wrong with Tim Hortons.
Great pick.
That was
terrible
high on
pick.
Mine as well.
Notice how the only person who says terrible pick
American,
is the American.
Well, because I would say Dunkin' is better coffee, better donuts.
All right.
Okay. So
all right.
It's not my pick, but.
Wow. Also, I don't know a single American listener to this.
That is true. I'm really not catering to our audience.
unless you're catering.
Maybe Evan
Mr.
Davis.
Hollywood
Shout out to Evan Davis.
Shout out Evan Davis.
I can't believe you guys opened the door for me. I didn't think another coffee brand would go at least before the fourth round. I thought there was only one top three or coffee brand that would go in the top two rounds. It would be Starbucks. You guys aren't big on this here, but I think the rest of North America loves it. Give me Taco Bell.
Wow.
Taco Bell and Starbucks.
Interesting. Wow. Taco Bell, that's not the pick I thought you were going to go to. This one, I'm picking with my heart in this one. I don't know if it's the smartest pick, but it never lets me down. Give me Popeyes.
Ooh.
Solid choice.
Interesting.
You got to love Popeyes.
That's a good one.
I agree with that pick. I don't think most people would think if you're taking chicken. I don't know if that is the first one that comes to mind, but I agree with the take. Matt, you are on
it's
the clock.
Turn,
on the clock. Well, with my last pick, I went Subway. So I'm going to go in a little bit of a different direction. We're going to go A&W.
Ooh.
I hate
number,
you.
Number
hate
seven.
You.
That is Charlie's
that
favorite.
That is Charlie's.
It's so
my favorite
good.
Fast food restaurant in the world, A&W.
It's yeah. better than McDonald's burger quality-wise.
It is.
It's See, greatly priced, and you can't go wrong with
so
a
$2 how,
buddy burger.
If we're saying A&W is better burgers than McDonald's, I don't. Like, why can McDonald's? Is it just the name value
it's
that puts
McDonald's.
It second?
I mean, we're not, first of all, we're not in the analysis section, so let's just keep
right,
hammering out
right,
picks,
fair
then
enough.
We can discuss
LeBron
after.
Fair enough, fair
it's
enough.
The best.
Charlie.
Well, I'm actually, like, very, very angry that
you How do you recover A&W. Here?
If I had Tim Hortons and A&W, like, I would have been happy, man, I gotta say, but, you know, I want to go in the more food direction now. Tim Hortons is great, but like I don't really go there for food. I mean, I'll get a hash brown in the morning, I'll get a muffin, but you know, it's not what I'm looking for when I'm really hungry. I might not go burgers. I'm a head in the pizza direction. I'm gonna pick the first pizza place so far this draft. Give me Domino's Pizza.
I love that pick.
And he Good looked pick. At me during that pick because he knows that's my pizza place.
It's the place, man.
It's an underrated pizza joint,
See,
to be honest, for quality. People
yes.
like to rip on it. Domino's is great.
It's consistently okay, I would say.
That's consistently and good.
I agree with Charlie on that.
I was not expecting that pick, I'll be honest. I All thought right. maybe right. I thought I could get away with waiting till the third round and getting a pizza brand, but I love the pick.
It's a great pick, to be honest. I had it circled on my list.
All right.
Moving on. Third round, seventh overall selection in this draft. I'm kind of stumped here. There's too many good options on the board right now. You guys, I don't know if this is fast food, but in terms, it's not, you know, the biggest name. But in terms of quality of product you get, people love it. Give me Waffle House.
Ooh,
Waffle House.
Interesting.
Wow.
Is that
fast food?
Is that legal?
I'll accept it. I'm okay with that being fast food.
Me too.
Are we qualified?
I'm okay with it.
I will take Waffle House.
Not the pick I thought you were going to go
into. It's not the typical pick. I'll admit it.
No, and I respect that. I like that you're kind of going against the norm with your team. This pick again with my heart. If to have McDonald's, have Popeyes, I love it. I want the option that doesn't make me feel terrible after I eat it. Give me Chipotle.
I love that pick.
That doesn't make you feel
really
terrible.
That pick. And how does that not make you feel
that
terrible?
Makes me feel,
I mean, because I like to load it up, but not too much. But like, I feel full, but not that terrible, you know, grease.
I'll be honest. That was the other pick I was considering because
that's
I think
I thought you were leading up to.
I think quality of food, it is the best.
It's great.
Like, I think the chips and guac, best thing maybe on any menu.
Really good. I will agree. I'm going in a similar direction to Sammy on this one, but instead of burritos, I'm going to go shawarma. We're going to go Osmo's.
Great
Osmo's.
Show.
That also makes me feel terrible.
I've actually never heard of Osmo's.
Is Matt from Toronto or Thunder Bay? Because that's a nice that's a, pick. That's a
we have Osmo's up in the Bay.
All right. Osmo's. All right. Okay. Well, this is my third pick. This is what, the 12th overall?
12th overall.
I've got Tim Hortons, which is my morning. I've got pizza, which could be dinner or lunch. But, I mean, I've got pizza and coffee and those breakfast foods. Give me something burger. I mean, it is fast food. When I think of fast food, I think of burgers. And personally, I had a horrible experience the last time I ate Wendy's. So give me Burger King.
Wow. Burger. Yeah. I thought Burger King would fall.
No,
I didn't.
I like Burger King. I'm going to stand by it. I think it's not a top 10 pick, but I love it.
I think that's a good pick. I think quality of burgers, they're very high.
Yeah. Plus, they got some nice chicken fries.
Awesome. So we are 12 picks into the inaugural Draft Dogs podcast. We're having a blast so far. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Stick around.
All right, welcome back. Three rounds in. We have an absolutely heated debate already, and we haven't even finished.
Mostly
picking.
From Tulio, I'd say.
It's been a lot of debate from Tulio. He's excited for the analysis section.
I am. I love the analysis.
But that being said, let's jump back into the fourth round. We each have two picks left, and Tulio starts us off.
This is. I don't know where to go with it right now. I got, you know, got the coffee, got the Taco Bell, and the Waffle House. I think I love that pick. Maybe my favorite pick of the draft, if I'm honest, so far on my end. I got to get a pizza in there. And I have the choice of, I think, the second best pizza on the market. And I'm going to go with Papa John's.
As the second best pizza?
As the
second best pizza
in the market. Okay, I'm not even going to argue
this
it right
guy,
now. But
I mean,
wow. That's insane.
Mean, all right.
What, Pizza Hut?
I don't even know at this point. This is we're really separating the men from the boys here.
Yeah, what are you guys talking? There's only three on the market. It's Domino's, Papa John's, or Pizza Hut.
It's Pizza Nova.
Yeah, no, I feel
what
like
is that?
That's a Canadian pizza brand. Again, your Americanness is showing.
Well, I didn't know we could go that. I didn't no clue what that is. Little Caesars.
I don't like
Little Caesars, but
you're
going to
tell me pizza.
I'm not
pizza?
Picking it. I'm just saying it's on the market.
All right. I'm worried about this.
Where are you going with this one, Sammy?
I'm worried a little bit here because we've taken a lot of good places off the board. You know, I have the burger, I have the chicken, I have burritos. So I think it would only be logical to get a pizza.
You two are missing the pizza.
I do have to get a pizza, and I think I have to. To teach Tulio about what it means to be a Canadian, I'm going to go ahead and pick Pizza Nova.
Yes.
All right.
It's a good pick.
I think we need to get some Pizza Nova in the studio.
Yeah.
So I can evaluate this pizza.
It's a decent pizza. It's a reliable pizza for any birthday party. I remember you go to the birthday party, you get the Pizza Nova. There'd be just the regular cheese because it's kids and they're all like hate
corn
everything.
Slice.
Blah, 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 blah.
It was great.
See, for me, as an American, it's Papa John's or Pizza Hut is the next two after Domino's, and Pizza Hut is just iffy. Papa John's, it's not as good as Domino's, but again, it's consistently average.
There might be a food barrier here, and I think that's something worth exploring.
Yeah.
But I think Matt,
I could be proven wrong.
So what pick is this? 15?
Pick number 15th
overall pick. Everyone's taking pizza. Everyone's taking burgers. You know, I already got the sub industry. I got the shawarma industry. Got the second best burger industry. I'm going to go in the dessert section, and we're going to go to Dairy Queen.
Ooh, great shout.
Can you please stop stealing my picks?
Amazing shout,
because they got food. Oh. They got the best ice cream. Anything you want dessert-wise, you're going to Dairy Queen.
No, and that's a wonderful shout, because I was thinking that, like, I was like, oh, I could round it off with Dairy Queen. That's a home run of a day.
I was going to round it off with Dairy Queen.
Yeah, you were going to round it off with a lot of my picks.
If I had third overall, you guys would be sorry.
You would just have match draft.
All right, well, you know, I already got a Burger Place. I got Burger King. And personally, the next pick that I'm going to take at 16th overall, I don't love it. Some people love it. I don't love it, but it's another Burger Place. And, you know, I'm a little surprised it dropped to 16, but at the same time, there's lots of great fast food places out there. Give me Five Guys, Burgers and Fries.
Good one. That was on my list. That'd probably be my next one.
Let me get a quick take from you guys. Five Guys or In-N-Out? I know it's a
never had
it's
a,
we don't
it's
have
a West Coast
here.
Thing. All right.
Yeah.
But I mean Five Guys is just so expensive.
Right. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Is it back to me?
It is your last pick of the draft, number 17.
Well, I'm actually going to come out here and thank Matt for taking Dairy Queen, because it's not the best ice cream place. There's better ice cream places.
Wow.
Oh, whoa, where's this guy going?
Give me Cold Stone Creamery.
Wow.
Whatever that is.
You see those videos where they spread it out on the stone and they cut it up and mix it all together?
And it's like $25 for a small cone.
And it's like $10.
Anything with the name with creamer in the name, you know you're paying way too much money.
Exactly.
It's not just like ice cream.
Yeah.
Place, you know?
It's fun to watch. It's better ice cream. Give me Cold Stone.
All right.
I mean, a very niche
and
draft.
That's
right
a
now.
Questionable.
He did now, take. Like, I feel like if this was a draft happening in the United States of America, Tulio's running away with it.
I do have to make a shout out for my favorite place, which would be Dunkin', but you guys don't have it here, so I felt like there was no point in taking it.
That's a good shout. I've only had it a couple times, like, going into the States.
It's the best coffee
relax.
Out of all of them.
Relax. Yeah, relax.
That's
all right, don't tell me it's Tim Hortons. That's terrible coffee.
Okay, well, Starbucks is way better than Dunkin'.
It's not, though.
All right.
Guys, we still got a couple
let's,
picks.
Let's be civil. Let's get back
picks.
To the draft.
Sammy, what do you got?
I'd be remiss if I let this one fall. I don't even like it that much. I don't agree with some of their takes.
Yeah.
But it's a huge place right now. You can argue it's one of the fastest growing restaurants. They're coming to Canada, and I think they're here to stay because people go feral over it. I already have Popeyes, but I want to, you know what? I want to corner the chicken industry. Give me Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
I knew that's where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I think there's better. I'll say that.
But Matt.
Absolutely.
Second last pick here.
Second last pick. Well, I still have about four or five on here that I want to draft.
Oh boy.
We're going to stick with kind of the theme we've been going for.
Take us through your head right now.
The build your own show.
Oh.
You know.
All right.
I want custom exactly what I want it. Can't complain because I made it. I'm going Pita Pit.
That is an amazing, amazing place. The only way I see that not enough people know about Pita Pit, it would be a first-round pick if more people know about it.
But you know what it is? That's like that Ilya Kovalchuk pick where you just a sleeper, no one knows it's coming, and then immediately a star.
Damn.
It's
absolutely.
I feel like it's the same category as Waffle House.
You want rice bowls? Got them. You want lettuce bowls? Got them. You want pitas? Got them. You want smoothies? Got them.
You want stuffed pitas?
Got them.
You know, my uncle used
it's
to work
a wonderful
at
take.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And while
I'm
of
jealous
uncle,
of that pick,
why don't you do him proud with this final pick of the draft?
All right.
The
well,
inaugural draft.
I got to do him proud. My uncle lives in Ottawa, the nation's capital. But for this one, I'm gonna go south of the border.
Attaboy.
South of our border, not your border, Tulio. And I'm actually gonna go with a pick that you might be more familiar with, Tulio. I've only been to the United States twice, but both times I've eaten at this restaurant, and it is the best burger. And I wish that it was in Canada.
Very burger heavy on your.
I'm gonna take Shake Shack.
Mm.
Great. I thought about it. It did cross my mind on the last pick.
I don't know.
I love Shake Shack. I love it.
But I think with that being said, the inaugural draft has come to an end.
Woo!
All right, let's take a pause. We'll analyze, take a moment, and let's discuss who won this draft and who maybe missed out on what could have been a great draft for them.
Welcome back. We're here to discuss teams that have been drafted today. Let's get a quick recap of what everyone has picked and their team so far.
All right. We go. I'll just read it across the board. Starting with my five picks, Starbucks, Taco Bell, Waffle House, Papa John's, and Cold Stone. Sammy, McDonald's, Popeyes, Chipotle, Pizza Nova, and Chick-fil-A. Matt, Subway, A&W, Osmond's?
Osmond's.
Dairy Queen, and Pita Pit. And then old Charles M. Smeachin has Tim Hortons, Domino's, Burger King, Five Guys, and Shake Shack. Where do you boys want to start?
So I think what we should do, and we can kind of take it as we go, I think we should start from the bottom up and decide who came last in this draft.
I agree.
Hey guys, is that even a question? He's sitting in the room with me.
I'm so sorry. I agree. I think Tulio, every pick that Tulio picked, I would have gone another direction in, and that might be my Canadian self.
I think if this was America, you would be running away. Yeah, like
I disagree wholeheartedly.
But Starbucks first overall.
That was crazy.
That's
a third or fourth overall.
I'm not a McDonald's guy. What can I say?
But even then, like I don't think anyone was thinking coffee first pick.
Overall when you think of fast food.
What are you doing in the morning?
Fast food though.
But I'm not thinking fast food in the morning. That's the thing, right?
You're thinking McDonald's. True. McDonald's has the coffee, but it also has the lunch.
Well, no, if you're going to McDonald's in the morning, you're getting some hash browns.
Exactly.
That's not
I just think, that Starbucks? I think there was wasted opportunity for Tulio first.
Let's be honest. Charlie, three burgers, a worse coffee. He does have the best pizza, but three burgers and a worse coffee pick.
I will say I think there's some versatility issues on Charlie's team. He has like three Shaqs on his team, which is
Shaqs.
No, he has like three Kobe's.
Yeah, they're all kind of doing the same thing.
I got one Shaq and it's Shake Shack.
you have Shake Shack, Five Guys, and Burger King, none of which have the best burger.
Well, they've got the best shakes.
The best shakes, but you could argue that, you know, Dairy Queen, Cold Stone, Peter Pitt all make shakes.
I want my team graded by a Canadian because you need to take Tim Hortons.
Okay, well, Charlie, I'll hop in then if you really want to hear everyone's opinion because yours is almost as bad as Tulio's, to be honest. I don't know what direction you were going in any of these, except for Tim's. It might be your only good
you
pick.
You stole my picks.
No, Domino's is the best pick
well,
there.
Then the decision.
No, Tim's is the best pick.
Let's say the decision
Number
really
four,
comes down.
A good one.
It really comes down to me and Matt for this fourth place because obviously both of ours, they weren't even brought up in contention.
No.
So
Tulio is the worst.
I don't like Matt's draft at all. I think Pita Pit and Subway, great picks.
I think he had some great
picks. A&W, overrated. The other one, Shawarma, no. Dairy Queen, not the best ice cream place. There's suspect there, too. So, I think the only one you can't mention is Sammy's.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. But why don't
The thing with Sammy's, though, you got to look at is Pizza Nova.
Yeah, that's...
That's just a massive question mark right there.
That is the massive
Domino's
question
Domino's got
mark.
Taken off the board, but, and obviously I...
But
I
you didn't need a pizza on there. You could
have
went with
a
Dairy
pizza.
Queen. You could
have
went with a Pita Pit. You could have went...
And I think that's worth saying, but I needed the versatility of pizza, and Pita Pit didn't come to my mind. I think that was a great shout from you.
I think...
That wasn't there for me.
I think pizza, in terms of if we're putting this out to the wider audience, it carries more weight than Pita Pit. I don't think enough people know Pita Pit. Same.
That's what I was thinking.
And
right?
I think you're limited. It's a limited draft.
Just disappointing.
What I will say for A&W is it is different in the United States compared to Canada. A&W is a whole different brand, whole different taste.
It's not. How do I say this?
Canada's
you know,
about,
like
you know,
the
organic.
Dirty, dingy gas stations that you would never go into.
Yeah, like
that's where they put A&W.
ASO.
That's where A&Ws are in the U.S.
Well, why don't we, let's just save some time. I think before we even started discussing this, we had a fourth place in mind. Matt, who do you think fourth was?
Tulio.
Charlie, who do you think fourth was?
I hate to say it. I'm going to say Tulio.
I apologize. I also think it was you, Tulio. I think this was a tight draft. I think he's fourth, though.
I think it's a lack of experience on your end.
Tulio, who's your last pick?
I think Matt gets saved by the Pita Pit. And it's Charlie.
Saved by Pita Pit.
So then let's discuss third a little bit, because Tulio, I don't want to take you out of the running, but that's pretty unanimous.
We kind of had a little bit of a discussion with it. We know where Tulio's head is. But Tulio thought Charlie's was the worst. I think Charlie's is the second worst. So that puts him at third for me.
I don't think mine's the second worst.
I would go with
Let's
Matt.
Can we read out Matt's team?
Okay, so here's Matt's team. Matt picked Subway, A&W, Osmo's, Dairy Queen, and Pita Pit. Charlie picked Tim Hortons, Domino's, Burger King, Five Guys, and Shake Shack. Now, there's one problem with me for Charlie, and it's the bottom three.
Yeah.
They all have the same menu.
It's the lack of versatility on the bottom three. Now, I look at this, and I go, you know, Subway and Domino's, I feel like, cancel each other out. Great, like, solid picks there. Pita Pit, for me, because I do have Charlie fourth, Pita Pit is what gives him Matt the leg up. Burger King, I thought, was, like, a solid pick, but the other three, like, I discount Tim's, I'm going to be honest.
Here's how I look at it. Subway, Tim's cross each other out. A&W, Domino's cross each other out. Osmo's is so clear of Burger King. Dairy Queen is so clear of Five Guys. And Pita Pit is so clear of Shake Shack.
Hold up. Whoa.
If you're going to disagree with me, Osmo's and Dairy Queen were Charlie's picks. A&W and Dairy Queen were Charlie's picks, but I picked them before him. So those show that A&W is better than Domino's and Dairy Queen's better than Five Guys.
I disagree. Look, if we're looking at this, the best in categories, A&W and McDonald's are in the same category, right? Like, we can all say that.
Yeah.
So you're taking the second best burger in our draft and putting it up against the best pizza. Then you're looking at how do you value burger and pizza? Which is a whole other talking point.
Yeah. But that puts
Domino's over A&W, in my opinion. I also think Five Guys kills Dairy Queen.
I agree with that, but it still comes down to versatility for me.
Here's the thing. Five Guys doesn't have ice cream, and it's $11 for a burger.
Throw in the Shake Shack shakes.
Dairy Queen, you got burgers if you want. You got an Orange Julius. Do you guys remember those? Yeah, Orange Julius.
I think Charlie does have a point that no one's getting a burger.
You're going to Dairy Queen for a Blizzard.
You get a Blizzard.
You get a Blizzard. And a Blizzard hits almost way, I'd say 9 out of 10 times, you'd rather a Blizzard than a burger from Five Guys.
The more I look at this list, the more I think you guys are Matt and Charlie are clearly the worst two picks here.
Absolutely.
Well,
then
Tulio, who of the two, because we spent a lot of time on this, who do you think is worse? Do you think it's Matt or Charlie?
I think Charlie's worse because Matt has Pita Pit, but they're clearly 3 and 4.
I agree. Charlie is worse.
Well, yeah. It's your team.
So you guys are going to vote for yourself. So then, me and Sammy can hash this out.
So then does that come down to me? Because I've been pretty anti-Charlie throughout this.
Yeah, it's the lack of versatility, and the Pita Pit sets him a little bit above in terms of I see it as Subway and Domino's and Dairy. I don't.
My personal, like,
there's three bad picks.
Like, I've only really said Charlie's faults, but my personal opinion towards Matt's, I think Osmo's was a very high pick. I think Osmo's is a good depth player, but picking him third was crazy. Because I genuinely think that you could have waited till the last round and picked Osmo's.
Waited till the last round to grab Pita Pit.
And that was a great shout as well. I think you're finding the depth players, so I'm fine with either one. I don't think there's a real clear divide because Subway, Tim's, like you said, they're both great. A&W, Domino's, both great. Burger King is a great burger, but Osmo's is great. Dairy Queen and Five Guys, I love Five Guys, but who doesn't love a Blizzard? And then Pita Pit Shake Shack. I've had Shake Shack once, and I remember it being great.
But it's Pita Pit.
I've been saying, you know, Pita Pit holds Match Draft up. I'm thinking about it more and more.
No, okay, we just need to vote because the more you guys think, the more you guys are going to team up against me.
The more and more I think about Pita Pit, if you're going to come with me and saying mine are too localized for the U.S. audience, no one knows Pita Pit.
That's true. It's a lot more rare.
But like, then Matt has two picks.
Okay, but Shake Shack.
A lot of people listening don't know. Charlie has one with Shake Shack. Fair enough.
I will say Charlie has the popular picks. You know what? Why don't you guys each give us one final 1-minute case on why yours is better than the other, and then me and Tulio will decide from there.
All right, Matt, you want to go?
Here's my case. You guys love Subway. Pita Pit is Subway, but in a pita. So how can you say that Subway is this top tier thing, but then Pita Pit is just too localized? Everyone's had Pita Pit. Everyone knows it enough to know it's the top pita brand in the country. Second off, Dairy Queen. You guys have to be kidding me. No one else took a single dessert thing except maybe Shake Shack for shakes or Cold Stone ice cream. Dairy Queen is so clear of both of those. And it's not even close. You want a blizzard, you want ice cream of any sorts, you're going to go to Dairy Queen. Osmo's, unfortunately, Tulio's never tried it. I think that's his own loss. Everyone knows it, though. It's the best shawarma place in Toronto. It's the best shawarma place in Canada. And then A&W, I don't even have to say anything.
Hold
for
on.
That.
$2 on, buddy burger.
That is a terrible. How much is Osmo?
Relax. Like, best
if you're
going to
go get a shawarma.
A big shawarma for $6.50.
General public.
And I'm not.
I think it's around $8, $9.
I'm not discrediting your. I liked your spiel. Relax, Osmos is the best shawarma in Canada.
I think
relax
you could go
now.
To a local shawarma local place in Toronto and get
okay,
about
but
the same
local's
price.
Never going to go on here for fast food.
Well, and he has a point there, but Matt, he's made his case.
True.
Charlie, make your pitch.
Well, I mean, you have to remember, I drafted after Matt in this one, so I was doing the best with what I had. You know, and the reason I didn't pick really any desserts is there's not that many dessert places that are really high on anyone's list for fast food. I'm also going to say, I don't know personally. This is just personally. I don't know anyone who, when I say, oh, I really want fast food, they go, yeah, I do too. I go, what do you want to go get? I don't know anyone who's going to say Osmo's. I don't know anyone who's going to say Pita Pit. I'm going to say, I really am digging some Pita Pit right now. I can see them saying any of the things on my list right now. Tim Hortons, I can see them saying they want Domino's, of course, best pizza. I can see them saying any three of the burgers I picked. And if they really want a dessert, hit up Shake Shack, get yourself a milkshake.
He makes a good point. See, I'm still worried, Tulio. You can put your judgment on this because I will trust you on this final one. I'm worried about Matt's popularity, but I'm also worried about Charlie's versatility. So I'm really on the fence. I trust your judgment on this one if you want to take the final say.
All right, the more and more we talk about this, the more I look at this, I think Matt has the worst draft, and I would have put him fourth. So I think because we've relegated me to the end, even though that's absurd, Matt would be third.
All right. So, I mean, and I hate to toot my own horn.
No. Go ahead.
If it was this close for third and fourth.
Yeah, well, that's just because no one knows Osmo's.
I was going to, I think with a different audience, or without these two, meaning Charlie and Matt in the room, I think you and me have a very close debate.
And I will say, I think the pick that won, my personal opinion, the pick that
second
got me, I got McDonald's
got
second
McDonald's.
Overall. I got LeBron James second overall. Yeah.
You got Chipotle and your third pick. I think that was a good one.
Which was also crazy. I was shocked because I'm not a big Chick-fil-A guy, but I'm shocked that it dropped. Popeyes, I love, so I picked it early, but I think Popeyes is the best fried chicken
on
the market.
See, I would have... It was between Cold Stone and KFC for me.
Yeah, and that's... I don't... Most people I've talked to prefer Popeyes over KFC. I find them pretty similar.
Popeyes has the better chicken sandwich. KFC has the better menu.
That's fair. But with that being said, I mean, there was that much debate over Charlie and Matt being third.
Yeah, no. It's,
I think that means...
I agree. You got it.
Whatever.
So in the inaugural Draft Dogs podcast, in fourth place, we have Tulio. In third place, we have Matt. In second place, we have Charles M. Smeechin.
Charles M. Smeechin.
And in first place in the inaugural draft, I mean...
Sammy B.
Yay!
I had to take it. So we'll... We can send out opinions
we will.
To the social.
Because we know who's actually going to come on top.
Yeah, it's not you.
We're all thinking that in our heads.
With that, our first draft has come to an end. We'll be back next week where we discuss some more topics. Till then, see you later. I'm Matt with Charles Smeechin, Sammy Brzozowski, and Tulio Fontanella.